شكرا جزيلا على التعليقات.
Thank you very much for these clarifications through which we had an idea about the concerns and the matters that we should consider as human rights activists. There is one phrase that drew my attention in which the lady from the Denmark said that national laws alone cannot provide magical solutions, but they should be accompanied by other things. And I will pick up where she left off, and I will say the following. I have the following three observations that I deem important when it comes to the safety of children and the protection of the rights vis-a-vis businesses. I believe that we are in need of updates and developments, we should rationalize the use of the internet for the safety of children, not just with regard to pornography and sexuality, but also to temper the amount of violence available online that can be consecrated implicitly or entrenched implicitly by some commercial products. Also, these products and these businesses can implicitly instill a degree of violence without respecting the limits that should be considered when dealing with such a fragile section of the population. This affects the school dropouts all over the world. Also, another observation regarding the e-products and their impact on the on child safety. From a sociological viewpoint, I think that such e-products reframes the mentality of children and instills values of individualism and violence in the minds of our children. I have read some studies that affirm that, for instance, a child, if a child plays some video game, he or she does more than 1,500 imaginary killings. So imagine the amount of imaginary killings that they do on these e-products or video games. These video games may look innocuous in our eyes, but the psychological impact instills individualism that children might not accept the other in the future. And these killings, these imaginary or virtual killings, so to speak, reprograms the minds of children and makes them more inclined to these violent actions. And all of us know that this does not affect positively the safety and the mentality of children. This even, I might say that it violates their rights. Also, one other point I have, maybe we can organize some workshops that feature lots of experts on child on child rights. Also, we should tackle not only the pornographic sites because we think as human rights defenders, these pornographic sites rather kill the innocence of children. Also, these virtual video games sometimes can lead to deaths, and they are promoted by some companies that use like simulation in these video games, and our children now use are subject to this simulation. And the end result of that is that they are almost become one with the device that on which they are playing the video game. And we have heard a lot of similar cases, and there are lots of video games whose names are not a secret to any of us, but we will not mention them. These video games and their their owners have led to some deaths and some trauma because of this oneness with the device, oneness with the video game. Also, one last observation. This might not be the right point or the right occasion to say this, but I'd like to say that some children are targeted by some political campaigns that target this age group in election campaigns. For instance, some political trends like throw children into the political field and have children carry slogans or signs that promote one candidate or another, while the child does not even have a political affiliation or does not understand these concepts, and they cannot make this decision, and this throws children into politics and into a political vision.